from Quality Radio Productions. It's Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music performed by a young French ensemble calling themselves Nevermind. Their mission is to bring to light music of long-forgotten composers, and they do just that on their debut CD, Conversations. On this recording, they present music from two obscure 18th-century composers from France. We'll hear a work by Jean-Baptiste Cantin. This is one of his sonatas for three or four parts, for violins, transverse flutes, viol, and continuo. This is his third such sonata, in four movements, allegro, adagio, première et seconde aria, and presto.
Thank you.
Music of Jean-Baptiste Cantin, his third sonata for three or four parts, the work scored for violins, transverse flutes, viol, and continuo, in four movements, allegro, adagio, première et seconde aria, and presto, respectively, as performed by the members of the ensemble Nevermind, the ensemble consisting of Louis Créache, violin, Anna Besson, flute, Robin Farreau, viola da gamba, and Jean Rondeau, harpsichord, taken from their debut CD on Alpha Classics, a 2015 release entitled Conversations, part of a series of recordings to be released by Alpha, featuring young up-and-coming classical performers. In addition to several compositions of Jean-Baptiste Cantin, the album also features music of Louis-Gabriel Guillemin. We'll turn next to something considerably more recent, a 2010 composition, in fact, from the Scottish composer and conductor James McMillan. This is his Oboe Concerto, a work dedicated to the oboist Nicholas Daniel, who is the featured soloist on this world premiere recording. The work is in three movements, marcato e ritmico, largo, and allegro, respectively. The composer himself conducting the Britten Sinfonia. music of James McMillan, his Oboe Concerto from 2010, Marcato e Ritmico, Largo, and Allegro, respectively, with featured soloist Nicholas Daniel, and the Britten Sinfonia, conducted by James McMillan. From a 2015 release on Harmonia Mundi, the album containing two major English oboe concertos, the McMillan Concerto that we just heard, as well as a work from 1944, an oboe concerto by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And that concerto not only features Nicholas Daniel as featured soloist, but Mr. Daniel himself conducting that performance. This CD also contains a short chamber piece by McMillan, simply entitled One, as well as the composition A Time There Was, a piece inspired by English folk music, music composed by Benjamin Britten. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the best way to do that is by sending email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, such as detailed program playlists, or if you'd like to listen to this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, well, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for the playlist or audio for this episode, it is program number 1609. We'll close the hour with music of the Greek composer Dimitri Terzakis. Much of his music has been inspired by ancient folk music traditions, not only from Greece, but also from neighboring regions of Europe and the Middle East. We'll listen to his second string quartet, composed in 1976 and 1977. This piece, heavily influenced by the rhythmic and melodic music of the Eastern Mediterranean region. The work is performed here by the members of the Berner Streichquartett.
Thank you.
music of Dimitri Terzakis, his String Quartet No. 2, a work from the mid-1970s, inspired by the traditional music of the Eastern Mediterranean region, as performed by the members of the Berner Streich Quartet, violinists Alexander von Weinkup and Eva Zurbrück, also violist Hendrik Crawford and cellist Walter Grimmer, respectively. From a CD on the German CPO label, the album Terzakis, The Gates of Night and Day, Chamber Works. This CD features two of his string quartets, as well as pieces for voice and reeds. In my view, Dimitri Terzakis is one of the most innovative composers to emerge from Greece in the 20th century, combining new compositional ideas with the various traditional musics of the ancient world. And this CD is an excellent representation of some of his work. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information about the program, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And while you're sending emails, I don't mention this often enough, why not take a moment to let the management of this radio station know how much you appreciate that they present Classics and Beyond for your listening pleasure? I'm sure they would appreciate hearing from you. Again, this is Jake Longwell saying thank you for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections this time. And I invite you to tune in again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.